Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for tuning in. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. Now, my beautiful friends, I wanted to reach out to you guys just because we are now getting everything that is in our existence. And when I talk about existence, it's really about the good, the bad, and the ugly regarding you, right? And it's kind of feels very much of, have you ever heard when we go up to heaven, you see everything that you do. You see everything that you have done, and maybe what you could have done different, right? You know, they used to call it judgment, right? And so it feels very much like this. But everything that you have uncovered, everything that you have experienced, everything that you have believed is coming out. You're kind of, you're like a cat or a dog, you know, digging in the dirt. You're like just removing everything that you have put in there. And it feels very much like this. And I think when a lot of people said the dark times were going to come in, I think it's how you go about it when it comes to yourself, right? Would you be able to come up from it and be able to keep moving forward, keep living your best life, right? Keep manifesting. Keep seeing it as another Game of Thrones came into my mind, and I had never seen Game of Thrones, so I'm not too sure what that is all about. But are you gonna keep moving forward? For a lot of people, this might alter their mindset. For some people, they can get stuck in this. For others, they would be able to get out of it, get out of it alive. And that's just metaphorically, you know. But this, I think this has been so, we are unraveling. This is new that has been shown to us. And it feels really good. It feels, this is a deeper, a deeper phase, a deeper stage, a deeper level in the ascension. And you'll start seeing how everything is connected to everything, right? Some people might not be okay with it, but know that the main thing that keeps coming up for me is liberation. Liberation from your old thoughts. Liberation from the old way of being. And even though you have heard that repeatedly throughout your journey, this is where it all makes sense. This is where liberation brings you into a new form of living. Right. And it's not so even liberation, I feel that it also carried some kind of bond, some kind of chain, some kind of cord that kept liberation from being very liberal. And now we are seeing it in a more cleaner way, in a more in a pure way of liberation, right? And now it's not kind of towards others. It definitely is. It has always been about you. It has always been about you. It never was. And we have the element of air here. And I think in this stage, in this ascension, this very deep stage that we are in our awakening, in our journey, is it kind of makes sense. It makes sense. And you're kind of seeing the ugly of it, the ugliness, and the bad of it, right? But it's you. It's you in every perfect shape and form, you know? And we had to go through all these stages of our journey. And even right now, this is something new to us. So once we know, we will definitely move to something more align with ourselves, and at this time, this is what aligns with us, being able to see everything, and it's really about looking yourself in the mirror. That's really what it is, really looking at yourself in the mirror, and really accepting and appreciating who you are, and that's it, who you are, you know, it. There's no, I would say, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to give reason. It just is. And so this is where we are at. So just one of the things, like I mentioned, we all are going through a real healing process, but never give up. Never give up because... they're always going to be the higher power, the guides, the cosmos, yourself. And yourself is everything. So yourself is the tree. Yourself is the leaves. Yourself is the sun. Yourself is the air that you breathe. So yourself will never leave you. It will never leave you. It will never leave you. And it'll give you the time that you are needing. But knows when to come back and give you the signs to give you that encouragement and that strength to keep moving forward, right? So much love, my beautiful souls. And yeah, definitely, yeah, never expected this. It took a turn for something different. I would never say that it turned for the worse, even though it's kind of saying that. Could be for some people, but it's always to kind of give you a turnaround. You're doing kind of a U-turn to back to where you need to be, right? So, my beautiful friends, again, namaste, much love. And if you love this content, please share it, and yeah, because it's all about sharing our experiences, you know. If I can get through you, and but I can't get through another, then maybe you will get through somebody, and that's how the chain of this beautiful way of learning all happens. Okay, now until then, bye.